Hello my lovelies, I'm Jay Aquaninsight and welcome to Aries season. These are going to be your Aries season messages. Now, as I've started to do the last few seasons, I do have a quote from an Aries native, Robert Downey Jr. His birthday's on the 4th of April, I think. And the quote that I have from him this season is, "I think that we all do heroic things, but hero is not a noun, it's a verb." Now, a lot of these quotes that I pick a month in advance. I think this one I picked maybe Capricorn Aquarius season, I don't remember. But having done the Aries season, as I record this intro, that is very applicable. You will see it in the Aries reading. There's two things I want to cover in this very, very quick intro. Firstly, if you're watching this at the beginning of Aries season, please know that I opened my calendar for 9 days. This was requested. This was not something that I expected to do. I did record a short video just explaining this. Hopefully you've seen that by now, but it's only open for 9 days in between the two eclipses. So I think the first date is the 26th of March until the 5th of April. So I've opened those 9 days. It is. Two of the days are already fully booked. So you can book with me. There'll be details in the description of how you can do that. Now, secondly, I want to explain about the oracle cards. The first card that I pull, which is from a series of oracle decks called the Seasons of the Witch. This one is the Imbolc Oracle, and it's I think I've explained about this on Discord as well. It's not the kind of deck that I'm usually drawn to. If you know me, if you see the decks that I use, there's a number of reasons for it. It's not the deck I'm drawn to. So this was a very significant deck, the way that it came into my life. And the reason I'm using it is, even though we've come out of Imbolc now, we are entering Ostara, I think it's the 21st of March, or it's basically the equinox, right? The spring equinox in the Northern Hemisphere. A new season starts. But I wanted to pull this to show this is what we're bringing into this season. Now, the second card that I pull is from the Sacred Destiny Oracle, and that's the North Node is in Aries. So there's a lot around Sacred Destinies and stuff that are coming up. And then the final card, as I always do for fire seasons, is an animal spirit card. And this is the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit. I'm very excited for this season. Hopefully by the time you are watching this, I will have recorded and posted the Aries season cheat sheet, as I did for Pisces season. There'll be links to everything in the description, how to book, where you can find the Aries cheat sheet. All of that will be there, or check out my website. I do update my website with everything. I think that's about all that I have to share in this intro. I want to say I love you guys very much. Settle in. Let's get on with the reading. Hello, Virgo. Okay, so let me continue pulling the cards on the screen. Very interesting oracle cards that you got. I mean, they've got my focus at the moment. That first card that came out is Grimoire. I'll show it to you in a moment. And then you got Scorpion, right? Now, they don't exactly oppose one another, but their combination gives a very specific message. So here's Grimoire. It's Seasons of the Witch. So, of course, there's grimoires and stuff. And it says on there, "Keep what is sacred near to you, for it is only to be shared when you are ready." Now, maybe it's because you're the first reading that I'm doing of Aries season. Welcome to Aries season. All the others that I've done before you, I did them tail end of Pisces. So you're the first one I'm doing in Aries. And I have done the Aries cheat sheet, which hopefully you've watched before you're watching this. I think I mentioned it in there as well. I want you to consider it from this point of view. Like, Mercury is going to be retrograde. That's your ruler, right? Mercury is going retrograde. I think Mercury's in shadow as I'm recording this. Consider where you over explain. I'm saying that because this is not about shutting up, right? But the thing is, I don't usually like messages like this, right? So I'm going to be completely honest. Let's be open and let's not me become the thing that I'm trying not to do, right? That I'm speaking out against almost. When I look at this, if you've got the tendency of, "I don't want to share anything," I'll explain where I'm going with all of this. Queen of Pentacles likes to be in the background, just nurturing and doing stuff. Virgo likes to do that. I have a Virgo moon. That is what my core being likes to be, in the background, facilitating things, making things happen. You know, sometimes you hear about Aquarians and, oh yeah, a low key inside of every Aquarian is a Leo that's waiting to shine and stuff. And I always listen to that and chuckle and think, yeah, not if you've got a Virgo moon, because Virgo doesn't like that. And obviously, you guys are Virgo, so you know what I'm talking about. And so the bias there is, oh, hey, Jay said I don't have to say or do anything. I can keep my secrets because I don't have to say anything to anyone. That combination is spectacular that comes up, and you will see that. But that has caught my attention straight away, especially with change. So whatever your natural inclination is around that, so you know, if it's, you know, keep your secrets closed, keep your plans closed. If your immediate reaction is, oh well, I do that anyway. I never tell anyone anything. There's change coming up with this as well. This is an exciting combination. We'll see. We'll see. When they come up like that, it very much brings out a specific message. It's a combination of the whole, right? That's, I mean, I love that because it's not just this card on its own. It's the combination of the three of them, and you'll see that. Let me just stop rambling on about it, about my excitement around this, and let me share it with you. So we have Grimoire. So the keywords are avoiding gossip, keeping secrets, guarding your plans. And as I said, what it says on there is keep what is sacred near to you, for it is only to be shared when you are ready. This also shows how we share it. You've got the Sun and the King of Wands here, so hold your horses a little bit. This is what it says. Be careful about how much you share over the coming weeks, which would be Aries season, because you may be too quick to share information that could be harmful to yourself or others. This card warns against gossip and the damage it can cause. Now, I think I talked about it in one of the other ones. I do not like gossip. I do not like talking about people. I'd rather people just cut to the chase and tell me how they feel rather than telling me about going into elaborate stories about situations. Because I'm always just waiting for them to get to the point where they tell me how it impacts them. So, you know, that's the thing. And that's not always gossip. But sometimes I think we get so caught up in talking about the thing that we don't actually get to the point. And I think that's part of your message because you'll see when we get to Scorpio. Right, where am I? Right, this card warns against gossip and the damage it can cause. Ask yourself if you truly need to share this piece of information. What is the purpose of doing so? And does it have the potential to bring someone grief in the process? Aside from gossip, this card also suggests now is not a good time to share your plans. Others may be listening closely, waiting for the right bit of information to either derail your plans or steal them outright. Keeping your secrets for a time will also be beneficial for you, as you may need to work out more details before sharing anything with those closest to you. Doing so will allow you to solidify your plans without having to justify your actions. I'm telling you, I talked about this in the Aries cheat sheet. It's a part of the theme of Aries. We'll get to it in a moment. Love it. I love it. I knew this deck was perfect, right? Justify your actions or feel the need to offer an explanation if things don't work out as you expected. Keeping a grimoire, journal, or other sacred book will give you a safe space to share your thoughts and keep your personal records. Use this for now, then revisit your question again in 4 weeks' time. Like, bloody hell, you cannot make this shit up, I swear. All right. Now, like I said, check out the Aries cheat sheet. I do mention this in that. Where does that come from? It's the South Node in Libra, right? Libra is the whole kind of justifying yourself, talking it out, making sure the other party understands or whatever. But at this point, we're not there. We're 6 months away from that. There's a full moon this season, or well, it was a bloody eclipse this season, about, you know, how we might already be doing that, where we think for other people, we justify things for other people. I mean, I overexplain it. I know it's one of my patterns, so I've very much, you know, keep an eye on that. I'm aware of that, and I have that tendency. Just because when I was younger, and no one can tell now because I've come more into my Aries energy, but when I was younger, I was very kind of conflict avoidant just because there was so much conflict, like growing up in my family, extended family. Just the way like my uncles and everyone spoke to each other and everything was broke out into an argument fight. And so I was very conflict avoidant. And so what happens when you're conflict avoidant is you overcompensate. You want to make sure that the other person is not offended, understands you, and you make all these, you justify doing that. Everything becomes a justification. That's not Aries energy. It's about shining your light. It's about being who you are, moving through the world as whoever you are. So I'm really going to say that to you that rather than, oh, I need to keep secrets or someone's trying to sabotage, and they might be, right? But we don't want to give our power to that. At this point, this is about understanding that, where do I try to justify my stuff? Maybe to other people, I don't know, whoever it is to. I love it. I love that card. Wasn't sure where that was one was gonna go, but okay. Right, and then look at change though, right? So change is interesting card. It's a hot air balloon, but it looks like a carousel almost. And it's dancing clouds. Throughout time, people have looked to the heavens for signs, and in the ever-changing movement of the clouds, they have seen shapes and forms that seem to be direct messages from the creator. Clouds are shapeshifters. Their essence is the same, but they can change from mist to rain to ice to snow to water. The transient nature of clouds lends the understanding that life is transitory and ever-changing. Sacred landscape wants you to know. It's okay to change your mind. It's all right to change directions. Now, immediately think about this. If you'd been told, like, don't share the plans yet, don't do the whatever, are you about to change direction? Is that why you could don't share it? It's like saying don't. And I don't like messages like that. Like I said, it's not just because it's a confirmation bias. Like, just I think it's very I think it's a disservice to just say, hey, like, you don't have to do anything, you have to say anything, because more people than not need the courage. They don't need permission to, permission, keep being who you are. They need encouragement to be more of who they are. Right? And that's my Sag nature, that's my Aquarian nature, I get it, and that's my own bias that I bring. We all have a bias. We all bring our own filters to everything. But in this situation, I get it, right? And I also don't like telling people what to do in the sense of not, who cares? I've learned the biggest lessons from being hurt. I've advanced the most in my soul growth, emotional growth, mental growth. From fucking up, from owning my mistakes, from charging forward and doing something and then facing the consequences of that. So I would never encourage anyone to avoid that, and that comes from all the Aries in my chart. Why would I encourage someone to avoid that when I do that? I'm quite a reckless person. And I think, if you want the kind of luck, or I was talking about this with my Virgo sister today, actually, that, she was asking me, we were talking about, people that just surrender and stuff. And that's what I said. I said, they're quite reckless. If you look at these spiritual people and stuff, and you're thinking, how did they get that? How did that happen to them? How did, like, it looks like luck, but it isn't luck. It's on the surface, it looks reckless. So you got the King of Wands here. It looks like, what's this person doing? They don't have the facts, they don't have the details, they're not doing the Virgo, right? They don't have the facts, they don't have the details. Why would they take a risk on that? Why would they leave the job that so looks so good to go and do this other thing? Why would they just backpack out and, go travel across the other side of the world when they don't have any, they don't even know anyone there? That's the risks that they take, the seasonal risks. And then the rewards are thus, they come accordingly to that. Let me see. There's, if I sound distracted, it's almost as if there's another message trying to come through at the same time. Hold on a second. Let me do this, and then I will get to you. All right. So let me go back to this. So it's okay to change your mind. It's all right to change directions. You do not need to be consistent. This is the time to put the needs and expectations of others aside and listen to the beat of your own drum. You don't need to follow tradition. Create your own traditions. You are free to express yourself and let your spirit fly. Be daring. Go beyond predictable behavior. Just because something has always been done a certain way doesn't mean that it needs to continue to be done that way. You can't control the exact circumstances of your life. And I talked about that in the Aries cheat sheet as well. But you can control what meaning you give to them. Select meanings that empower you, for this is the time to be carefree, wild, and unpredictable. So a lot of this I do cover. Very Aries energy, but that's this. She's consistent, right? Pentacles are. That's what's one of the things I say about it. It's a commitment and it's consistency. It's not one and done. But this might be one and done for you. And this is long term. This is not just Aries season. This is a change that is happening in you. Now, you know, on the one hand, it can make you deeply uncomfortable. It can, you know, you have to kind of think on your feet and change and adapt to the situation as it comes up. It removes certainty. It removes comfort. It removes all of that kind of stuff. But it makes for a much more dynamic energy. You are able to find more opportunities. Because what happens if you keep doing the same thing again and again? You form a rut. Like, imagine yourself that you're on like soft soil or something, and you keep walking back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Now at some point, and you do this actually in your mind, when we can make the same choices and decisions, we form these ruts. It becomes harder to come out of the rut the more you've done it. So it's not easy to break habits. I totally get that. But the first thing first, let's not form the rut. Let's not, you know, it might take us a moment to do something different. So maybe that's the pause, right? Consider this, that I might usually just make the decision or whatever. This might be one of those, hey, let me think about it. Let me sleep on it. I'll talk to you about it tomorrow. And ironically or not ironically, if you're on the Discord server, you've kind of seen since I stepped into the Aries energy, this been a theme for me. You know, last week I shared it, I think in the weekly as well. I was feeling all this stuff. And then usually I'd go in and say, oh yeah, I'm feeling blah, blah, blah. This is why I'm feeling it. Again, talking about the thing, right? Talking about this is what I'm feeling rather than talking about me. Like separating it out. And I thought that's not healthy. That's not empowered to me. That is hiding behind, you know, oh, I'm upset. Oh, why are you upset? So once I start talking about why I'm upset, I'm actually not talking about my upsetness. I'm talking about what caused it. I'll talk about I'll talk about the lesson behind it. I'll talk about, you know, the stories that I have around upsetness, all of that stuff. None of that is me. That's all temperance, by the way. Me being upset, like, what do I need right now? Because I'm upset. How can like someone hold space for me? How can I hold space for my own upsetness? Do you see that? So I've had a few weird reactions because I've been doing it everywhere in my life at the moment. It's like, I don't need to explain that. And it sounds rude because it sounds like you're trying to hide stuff. And I'm absolutely not trying to hide stuff. It's actually more raw and more real to get to, can I show how upset I am, right? Rather than talking about the, this is what caused it. This is what I'm going to fix it. This is the great lesson that I've learned from it. You know, all of that other stuff, which isn't us. Those are stories around feelings. Aries is your eighth house. That's why it's coming up in that way. So we've got this change dynamic around that. Rather than this, it's how do I feel underneath all of this? Which takes us wonderfully, beautifully onto the Scorpion. You'll see why I was so excited about those three cards coming out. So Scorpion, it says passionate, competitive, tends towards isolation. Let's hear this out. The Scorpion is a passionate and determined creature. Their career is very important to them, as are a few select friends. Sometimes the Scorpion's heat festers and they focus on an unresolved event from the past, usually a situation where they were left feeling burned. The Scorpion card says it's time to come clean about your feelings so everyone can heal and you can get back to your usual fiery but fun self. When in balance, wild and free, fierce. When out of balance, jealous, resentful, unresolved. To bring into balance, honesty and forgiveness. Bloody forgiveness keeps coming up. And it is a theme. And forgiveness is about letting go of the past, changing the story, not having the same meanings attached to certain things, not even having the same rules sometimes. But this has come clean about how you feel. Like, do you see that? Now, let's take this, because this very specific way, but if we combine that and have a look at what the message is saying there, if you are thinking about starting something new, if you are have a situation it's the same situation, it's been going on for 20 years, right? First of all, we're going to approach it in a very different way. We're going to know it may not be the right way. It may not be the way, right? But we're going to try to deal with it. But the key part of this is how it makes us feel. What comes up within us. And you know, speak from how you feel rather than the thing. Now, I'll tell you another way this changes, especially with the Queen of Pentacles sat here, is that, hey, I'm a Virgo moon. I know Virgo moons. I know Virgos. You know, I've got a lot of people in my life that have Virgo energy. And part of the Virgo kind of thing is you don't see when Virgos have problems. You won't see it because Virgos are perfect, right? I'm not saying they're trying to be perfect, but they just go off and try to deal with their own problems and stuff. And, you know, I actually heard someone say this about Venus in Virgo as well. If you happen to have Venus in Virgo, very self-sufficient. Like, that's part of Virgo's thing, right? To go sort it out, to just go do it. And so a lot of the time, and this adds to the kind of Hermione Granger kind of thing that gets associated with Virgos, is you don't hear about what went on with them until afterwards, right? Until it's been dealt with, until it's been sorted out. And so it's that thing of coming in and saying, oh, I had that problem, but I fixed it by doing this. And even then, that only comes out, say you've got a similar problem. So a Virgo may come out and say it to help, right? Excuse me, it's a sign of service. If you don't happen to be a Virgo and you're watching Virgo, you know, all the rest of you Virgos, there's the best of intentions behind that. It's not done to make you feel like shit. It's not done to put people down, although I've heard all these accusations levied at Virgos. Have a look at this. Isn't that a change? To say how you feel in the moment. Because it will fester. And the first person it consumes is you. And you got fire coming up, beginning and end of this reading. I did this for the last year. I'm going to do it for you guys as well. I'll tell you what this reading is saying. So Temperance, you've got all these experiences, everything you've learned, you know, what you've been going through. Temperance is a pause. A pause to figure out, I mean, this is ninth house. So what is your next season is your ninth house. So this is probably going on from last year, right? Either Taurus or Scorpio season, depending on if it was the full moon or new moon that started this cycle. But there's this kind of thing of like taking a pause and doing something differently with what you have, with the knowledge that you have, with the experiences that you have, with the information that you have. This is using what you have in a different way. That's what Temperance does. And that's including feelings. It's interesting that you got the Scorpion, because if you look at the cups, there's water coming out of one, fire out of the other, which is emotion and passion. That's our internal reality and how we're putting it out there. And you can feel so much about something, but if you don't take action on it, nothing happens. And you could be running around like a headless chicken, but if there's no feeling behind it, nothing happens. So our Temperance is to create something different out of that situation. All right, so we're coming in with this. And then over here, we've got the Sun. So this is clarity. But what are you clear on? You are clear on what you are done with. Eight of Cups. You know, very clear, very straightforward. The Sun is clarity. The lights go on. We have clarity on this. We know what the problem is. But remember, what we focus on grows. So if you're clear on what's not working, then what are you going to become more aware of? What's not working? What grows? Remember, the Sun, it grows. Wherever it puts its light on, it grows. But it's putting the light on. And, you know, I always call this like the kind of peace out bitches card, right? You see him, he's out. Done with that. Settling. I'm not happy. I'm just over it. I was emotionally invested. I'm not anymore. And so the first message underneath this with the world coming up is that cycle's done then. Once you've got clarity, the cycle's done. Queen of Pentacles here is asking, what are your values? Now, this is what you're focused on dealing with or aspiring to. But the advice is the King of Wands. The Queen of Pentacles is very internal. She's yin energy. The kings are yang energy. They're outward energy. They're socially responsible as well. Their behaviors affect other people. Whereas I think the Queen of Pentacles are more affected by the external. So if you want to see it as arrows, this one is coming in, this one is going out, although they initiate. So they'll take in whatever they have to, like these are my values, this is what my whole space for. It's much more nurturing energy, although it's a bit of both, really. It's not just one or the other. So then you've got her there. So how you nurture, how you hold space for things, what you value even has changed. So what is the gift then in the future Six of Pentacles? The gift is I get to do this. That's how we get balance. I get to do this. I get to try this. I get to, you know, all the sixes are gifts. This is it's the card of giving and receiving. In the traditional Rider-Waite, the guy is balanced by giving to the poor, but he's not doing them a favor. There's no shame or pride. He gets to do that. He wouldn't be in a position to be able to be like a benevolent kind of benefactor of these people unless they had a need. So they're doing him a favor. He gets to play that role based on another's need. So there's no shame or pride in this. But it is, you know, I always call it the Captain America card because you get to do this all day. How do we get to the place of balance? How do we kind of have a more balanced approach of what we get, we'll give and what we receive by being the King of Wands? Now, we'll clarify this and see where this takes us. Let's see what Temperance is saying first and foremost. You know, if that's fire and water, the fire energy is so loud in this reading, like the King of Wands, Sun. And I also want you to consider this, right? So if you're looking for clarity outside of yourself, right, clarity outside of, you know, where should I go? What should I do? What's my decision? How do I look? Right, you know, it could be all of that stuff, the spotlight of the Sun. The Sun, in a way, it is. This is across our life. It's a major arcana. But he becomes the Sun. He shines. I mean, if it was the Queen of Wands, she shines as well. So if you look at this energy, this is womb-like. This is, if you think about it, if you hold space for something and you nurture it, that's like a womb. She's like the Empress. She holds space for this. But he's like the Emperor. So this is going to, I get this kind of direction change. Rather than like what's coming in, you know, what looking outside, it's what is pouring out of me, what is coming out of me. And I say that because the Page of Cups is here. Now, the other thing I was going to say is because if you've got massive fire energy and you've got little water energy, Page of Cups. So you may be ignoring your feelings. You may not fully have owned your feelings. But why is there a little page there? And the Page of Cups is inspiration, by the way. So the Page of Cups can be our inner child, which is the part of us that we want to protect. But as we grow up, and we do all grow up, especially for our spiritual work and stuff, that side of us does not need protecting. And it instead becomes a source of inspiration. And any of you that have children, you know that, right? When you have kids, when they're really little, you want to keep them safe. And you might pick where you go on how your child will be safe. Like, no, we're not going to go do this. No, we're not going to go do that, right? You know, because you have to keep the kids safe. That's your job. Same way with your inner child. But at a certain point, you don't make decisions about what you're doing based on how you protect the kid. You might ask the child, like, where are we going? What should we do? And, you know, they might have been studying dinosaurs at school. And so the kid says, oh, yeah, you know, dinosaurs. I want to see dinosaurs. And you're like, right, cool. We're going to Natural History Museum this weekend. Do you see that? An inspiration. But that's a big deal out of this. That's a change as well. That parts of yourself that you protected now act as a source of inspiration because they're matured. Excuse me. Let's see what the sun is saying. Oh God, I need some water. Hold on. All right. Now also consider within this situation, excuse me. Remember what I was giving that example of, you know, if I'm upset, can I not just be upset? Why do I have to explain that I'm upset, right? Oh my God. So sorry, Virgo, my bloody throat. I'm just keep coughing now. So, you know, what is the feeling? But it's little. And also here, maybe you're already starting to do this, but what you're doing it from is I don't feel about that, or I don't feel it for whatever. So what do you feel? I often think the guy has probably got the ninth cup in his hand, like his ace of cups. What's in his cup? Why do we not know what's in his cup? Even with the four of cups, right, when we're bored and stuck, and it's like, yeah, but you're telling me about how you don't like those three cups in front of you, why that would be settling. But what's in your cup? How are you feeling? You know, I knew this was a theme for Aries. I should have guessed it would have come up for Virgo. I didn't. I'm quite surprised, actually. But it's your eighth house, so it makes sense that it would be for you. Yeah, justice. Look at this balance. Right. This is probably going to sound counter to everything that is everything Virgo, but it does not have to be justified. Not everything needs an explanation or justification, right? And you've got this. I think I said it in, let me see if I've still got it up. I might be able to, because I made notes on the Aries, whatchamacallit, cheat sheet. All right, sorry about that. It was taking me ages to find it. This is the bit, and it's the bit where, right at the end, and I've called it Keep It Simple. I'll read it to you. It says, here's the bottom line. Do what you want to do because you want to do it. Everything else on this page is just a way to enable you to do that. And that's what all these readings are as well. Self-empowered action is basically facing fears of rejection, judgment, criticism, failure, abandonment, and anything else you fear. This is the essence of courage and confidence. It is important to be willing to take healthy risks. That means, yes, you could be rejected, judged, criticized. You could fail or be abandoned. To be the hero, you have to risk being the villain. To be a success, you have to risk failing. What did I write here? I have even had thoughts about how sometimes, what if we lead by being an example of what not to do? Maybe there is merit in being a cautionary tale. Depends what outcome we want, right? Now, if you consider everything that you've been doing in your life, any way that you have of being, of doing, and I do this, that if you, I was talking about this with a friend actually a few weeks back, that if you look at my setup of how I do, and it's very efficient, like I have templates for everything, I record this, once I've recorded it, I just have to click on a couple of things and that's it. It puts the intro in, it does whatever, everything gets saved and runs. But by modern standards, I've been doing it for 8 years like that. If somebody came and looked at it, they could say to me, but that's not the most updated app. You could be using this. This could make it quicker and this could do whatever, right? Probably. But this is the way that I know how to do it. And so it's easier, right, for me to do it. But by this energy, but by what's going on here, right, this would be making a plan to look into something else. Why? Change. Because it's all right to change my mind. I could be saving time. I could be doing whatever. This could bloody run itself while I go off and do something else. So where does this come in? Like talking about your feelings and doing whatever. Because whenever we feel stuck, whenever we feel anything, it's from a feeling place. I made a statement. Sorry, I hope I'm not hitting the mic here. I made the statement to someone actually earlier today saying that I was telling two people this. I was telling a friend as well. I feel really rebellious. Like this morning, I felt so rebellious. Like I just wanted to go just screw, fuck shit up. Like, let's be honest. Like just break rules, do whatever. No one can stop me. I can do anything, anything that I want. And I wanted to break rules. Like it's the whole kind of like, you know, rebellion of you're not the boss of me. I could do what I want just for the sake of it, just to prove that I could do it. Now, because I am Aquarian Insight, because I recognize that it's everything's an I statement, I thought, right, Jay, you have got some messed up rules in your own life. And Aries will show us that. Aries will show us where we have rules in place, we have practices in place that do not serve us anymore. And the way you will know that they don't serve you is because there is, your life is not harmonious. You are not getting on with people. You know, the your health might not be, that's what's going on with me at the moment, but my health's not great. There's an imbalance somewhere because you've got temperance here, you've got justice here, you've got six of pentacles here. There's an imbalance. But the imbalance, and we looked at this, I think, a while back for you guys, the imbalance is being caused by something that you've relied on for balance. Just going to leave it that way. Right? That the imbalance is being caused by something that you've relied on for balance. Now, how do I know that? So we've got the sun and we've got justice. So there is, and you might feel this, you might feel this urge that I need to just sort of get some balance in my life, right? Things are just out of control. You know, maybe I'm working too much. Maybe I haven't been working enough. Can't imagine that for Virgo, but do you know what I mean? That I think something's getting on top of me. So the Eight of Cups is what we're not interested in, but the Ace of Pentacles, Ace of Shields here is about, this is what I'm committed to. This is a seed that I want to sow. But because it's something new and there's all new stuff coming up now, there's a lot around becoming a mystery to yourself. You don't actually know what you're committed to. So remember what I said about choices and decisions. You're going to choose something. You're going to experience it fully. Give it your all, King of Wands. Then you're going to make the decision if it's for you or not. And it might be, I mean, I would say it, you know, I haven't got time to try different things. I haven't got time to date different people, you know, whatever the stuff that we come out with. But if you were lost in the woods, right? First of all, if you were lost in the woods and you were going in the wrong direction, would you keep walking in the wrong direction? And by saying, oh, but I've already walked a mile in this direction, I'm going to keep going in this direction. No, you'd turn around and go back. So right to change your mind. If you needed to find a way out of the same woods or the forest, right, but you didn't know where the hell to go, would you just sit there and wait, thinking, well, there's a path that will become apparent to me at some point. At some point, a path will appear in front of me. It won't. So in that sense, then it might kind of behoove you to like walk around a bit, explore, go check it out. Because what you're trying to find, I think your values have changed, Queen of Pentacles, right? Your values have changed. And so you don't actually know what they are at the moment. So it's going to take a little bit of exploration. It's going to, and the answers will come from your feelings, what gets you fired up. I've been talking about this, that, you know, passion and anger, they're on the same spectrum. So if you start to get angry with something, I've had the biggest breakthroughs in my life. The biggest inspirations have come through things that have pissed me off. When people start to annoy me, that is a part of me. I know that's a part of me. That's a part of me that needs love, more to the point. Right, let's see. So yeah, we want something that you're going to choose. Don't even think of it as a commitment. Think of it as, and maybe that's the problem, that, you know, you can't find anything to make a long-term commitment to, but you might not be ready to make a long-term commitment to something. This might be a time, as I used to say, like to try out the buffet. To try different things, to see what you like. I knew this card was going to come out because I bloody referenced it before, right? Four of Cups. And exactly, like, what is in your cup? Rather than, I'm not getting the support that I need, or that's not this. It's really important, Virgo. Take it from me. But, you know, I've already started doing it. And that's my Virgo moon. I know where it's coming from. So Four of Cups is, you know, I'm stuck, bored, apathy. I'm not feeling supported in the way that I want to be supported. My needs have changed around support. You know, the Three of Cups have gone. Five of Pentacles, which is I don't have enough. Or I will be rejected, or those fears that I talked about. This five of Pentacles is really interesting because you see these guys here, they have plenty. They have fire, they have space here, they've got food on there cooking. You've got these two, they look, you know, out in the snow, wandering around by themselves at the back. Do they not see them? I mean, how would they see them? They've got their back to them and they're just walking off. They could come and ask for help. So first of all, consider that. Like, how do you need help? Because this is help would be received and there's no shame or pride in that. Any of you that know what I went through in Pisces season, I shared it on the Discord server. One of the things that I said is that my relationship with the Five of Pentacles has changed. It is, and I did make a video on this as well, about it is unnecessary struggle or unnecessary hardship that we go through. Where we struggle where we don't need to. And that is that Virgo Pisces axis, you know, martyrdom, sacrificing yourself, servitude instead of being of service, all of that stuff. We've got a change in perspective coming in around that as well. Something is flipped on its head. Those themes around support, and I think Leo got something like that as well, around lack, around what is available to you, being flipped on their heads. I'm going to say something to you that I haven't said in a while, but I used to say it all the time on YouTube. Six of Pentacles. You have no business doing for others what you will not allow others to do for you. Remember that. Because if we all gave, who would we give to? Who would you give to? If every single person in the world just gave, they're like, no, I'm good. But, you know, here, you can have it. Who would you give to? No one. And if we just took, what would we take? There's nothing to take. So within each of us, we must balance that. I said that to a friend, actually, a Libra friend, who was going through a bit of a tough time. We were talking and then they must have felt bad, right? And thought, oh, God, like I haven't even asked Jay how she's doing. And I said, it's OK. I said, it's OK. That in every relationship, there is a time when one person needs a bit more space than the other. Right. You know, there's times, for example, you know, if I lost someone close to me, you wouldn't expect me to just show up as a Aquarian Insight and be all like, you're like, no, Jay, 50%, you have to do 50%. No, there's a balance that happens within that. Be honest with yourself. Is it your turn to be, you know, do you need help? What do you need help with? Take it from me that if you can just own that you need help and you ask for it, sometimes it may not come from that direct Five of Pentacles. It may not come from where you ask for help, but somebody hears it and it comes from a different, it will come from somewhere else. But there's something about giving and receiving and a change in perspective around that, around what brings you balance, that maybe you need other people to give to others or to receive from others to have that balance, that you're trying to do the balancing act all by yourself. Let's see what the world is saying. Eight of Shields, which is the Eight of Pentacles. That's the Virgo card, Sun in Virgo. I mean, bloody hell. What is Sun in Virgo? It's how you shine, right? That's the ultimate Virgo energy. And it's coming up with Saturn, which is in your opposite sign. So it's challenging you to change who you are, to change how you relate to things, change how you are in your relationships, to change the relationship stories that we have with anything in our lives, right? Food, work, people, whatever. Yeah, we know. I know it's Saturn in Pisces. That's the Knight of Cups. You're being led by your emotions. Four of Swords, the head takes a pause. Mercury retrograde in Aries is going to help with that. Just say that. It will help with that. Five of Swords. That's coming out with the six. there's conflict around that, right? With the Five of Swords coming up, it feels a Five of Swords is blow to the ego. It is a blow to the ego. That, you know, that's why we want to win, to show, I'll show you, I'll get the last word. You're not going to do this to me. Like that is why we do that. That's why we fight so hard. It's a blow to the ego. But for you, the blow to the ego is asking for help, saying that you need help, or how you give help. It doesn't even mean you might be absolutely fine and you know you're good with that. Don't worry, I'm going to go back over this properly, but I think I've already given your message, to be completely honest. Six of Wands, it's a gift, but it's how of it's the gift of showing up. Oh God, look at how these cards all work. Fine, let's try again. Okay, why's the King of Right? I'm gonna just tell you a little story around this bottom row. It's the Nine of Swords. Those would be your fears. That would be your happily ever after. There's the Three of Wands. So expectations must be based on the actions that you take. Lucky for you got the King of Wands there, who's ready to take actions. But that's you, that's your advice. So if one cycle is ended, right, you've finished doing things that way, it's over, you flipped upside down, it's done, right? Saturn energy. And what has changed in how you know, maybe you try to learn everything yourself, Eight of Pentacles. And that is a theme I've talked about in so many weeklies, right? Because that's changing as a theme. That before, and that's very Capricorn, you know, I need to pick the mountain, I need to go up the mountain, I need to make it to the top of the mountain, right? That's Capricorn energy. That's not Aquarius energy. Aquarius is that we work together to do it. It might be one person's dream to climb the mountain, but another person might have all the equipment that we need for it. The other person might have already done it and know the quickest route up there. The other person might, you know, bring the cameras and stuff. Like, it, one person may have the dream, but there's other people that facilitate it that can make this happen. And I've got a feeling that the kind of solo energies, and there are a lot of lone wolves out there, I get it, right? But those people, especially who are very used to working on their own or doing whatever, being very self-sufficient, it's going to be difficult. It'll be a struggle at moving forward. Not maybe not so much in Aries season, because I think Aries is pretty cool with that. I mean, I think Aries is quite self-sufficient and independent, and you know, I'll do it. I'm going to go off and do it by myself. But within the bigger picture or the context, especially Pluto and Aquarius, this is about working together. At least, like, you know, the King of Wands is Leo, like being seen, putting a performance on, leading by example. Think about how I'm trying to think it. I mean, I'm really trying hard not to say it because I thought I don't want to be so cliche, but I'm going to. It would be the whole kind of give a man a fish, right? He can feed his family for a day, teach him how to fish, and he can feed his family for life. It's that. Except the Queen of Pentacles, she does the fishing every single day. She doesn't mind. She's gonna go out and do her own fishing. She's like, oh, I'll grab you one, don't worry. And she does it. Right? That's and it's she's not complaining about that. However, right, if she let people come and watch her, or you know, she went and displayed all the stuff that she had done, or whatever she did, by example, King of Wands. It's being out there more. The King of Wands is much more social. He's seen. But the Nine of Swords is afraid of how he's seen. Right? Nine of Swords is when we go too far in the future. It's a fear of how we are seen when it's the King of Wands. But that is the path to a happily ever after. And it requires action, it requires fire, it requires being out there to have this to have the love that you want, to experience the joy that you want, and to share that with other people. Now, And that's kind of coming in here. So the what's being challenged is Virgo being challenged, that diligence and learning how to do everything yourself. Four of Swords is like, there's no logical answer coming. There's the mystery. We're navigating a mystery. So it's how we navigate it that counts, which is following your feelings. Not what you don't feel thinking about, but what would you feel? And so these are just choices at this point. You don't have to, you know, bet the, you know, put the farm on it or do whatever, but you can just choose something. I want to choose to do this. Once you've started, made the choice and you're experiencing it and doing it day to day, then at that point, you can see whether you get something out of it as well. Like it, but in terms of support, in terms of balance, it's a different way to achieve balance and harmony in your life. Totally different. Say temperance, justice. With that there, and even with the Hanged Man up here, this is different for you. This is not how you've always done it. You are not who you always are. It's from a deep, deep place. Because with the Five of Swords, it's conflict, it's fighting, right? To do that. But the Ace of Swords, it's thoughts, beliefs, ideas, and how we communicate them. And this is a new way of communication, a new philosophy around giving and receiving. And a new decision, ultimately, that to be made around this. And the Six of Wands is, I know that Six of Pentacles says that, you know, there's no shame and there's no pride. In that, by that means that, you know, the person who's giving can't say, oh, look what I gave you, and like throw it in someone's face, right? That's what it means by that. This Six of Wands is you hold up your head up. You're fine. Even if you're on the receiving end of something because you don't have anything, like this would be, oh my God, look how lucky I was that I got this. Look how happy I am that somebody paid for my car or whatever, right? I don't drive. But whatever that is. Because the Five of Swords can do this thing of, oh, yeah, this is who I am. This is not who I am. This is winning, this is losing. But you decide that, and you then only, you cut your chances by 50% if you've decided this is what winning looks like, this is what losing looks like. Rather than, you know, this is an empty victory either way. If I have to fight for it, you know, where is this coming from? Is this a blow to my ego? There is something around shame that's coming up around this, I'll tell you. But it's so secretive. And this may be like, think about why you feel shame. Who made you feel ashamed? Who have you shamed, right? You know, the Scorpion has something deep. I mean, let's not forget 8th houses relate to Scorpio energy. You didn't get this for kicks and giggles, right? But consider that. Consider that. I think this will open up something for you. It will allow you to make different kinds of decisions. You know, that grimoire. It will allow you to change your mind. It will allow you to say, all right, I'm going to try this. That's why it's so hard to pick things. Because you think I'm going to have to stick with it for a while. Whereas if you say, all right, I'll try it. Let me see. I don't know if I like this, right? But you're going from a place of commitment rather than criticism. Just going to say it, right? There is a lot that comes up here. And it's deep. And it's impossible. I can't go into it as deep as one single person would need me to go into it. But generally speaking, I hope you know what this is. The fear. Start with, what am I afraid to look like? What am I always trying to justify? To myself. Forget other people. To myself. If all things were equal, what would I do right now? What would I show up as? If I wasn't worried about my ability or how I would be seen or perceived. I'm going to leave it right there. There you go, my lovelies. I love you guys very much. I will see you next time. But that's all for now. Goodbye.